Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A 12-foot puppet of a Syrian refugee child arrives in Boston today by schooner. It's the kickoff of a nationwide tour to raise awareness about the global refugee crisis, especially migrant children who've been separated from their parents. WBUR's Solon Kelleher has the story.
The larger-than-life puppet towers above the crowd. She has big eyes and dark hair, and a gentle, curious presence. David Lan has spent many years making theater, and he co-founded a production company to tell the story of this fictional refugee girl.
We met many people who'd made these long journeys out of danger, out of warfare, out of violence, across Europe. We came up with the idea of this very, very big puppet of a Syrian refugee little girl called Little Amal.
During her first tour in 2021, Little Amal traveled from Syria to Manchester, England, interacting with the public along the way. Lan says giving the massive puppet the spirit of a 10-year-old refugee child is a big operation.
There's 30 people on the road, so logistically it's complex. There are that number of people because it takes three puppeteers to animate Amal.
When she arrives, indigenous and immigrant groups will greet Little Amal. One of the organizations welcoming the puppet will be Arts Emerson, which hosts Amal's first public event in Boston. Ronnie Pinoy is the director of artistic programming.
I'm really excited that in this first moment of welcoming Amal to these shores, that we're reckoning a bit with everything that has come past and with who has been, you know, made to feel invisible or like refugees on their own lands.
Before she starts her journey across the country to San Diego, Little Amal will visit Harvard Yard, several branches of the Boston Public Library, and on Saturday she'll throw a ceremonial first pitch at Fenway Park. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Solon Kelleher.